Okay, let's get into our discussion of Shabbos Daf Dalet. Shabbos Daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amid Beis, towards the bottom, talking about the Malacha of Hotza'ah. But as we mentioned, the Mitzvah Malacha of Hotza'ah, Malacha Geru'ah, it starts off the Masechta, right, out of all the 39 Malachas that we could have started talking about. But the Malacha of Hotza'ah is the one that, has most prominence, as we have here, in the first couple of, Dafim and throughout many prakim, as we will see. Just a comment on the last line where the Gemara remember tried to bring a proof. We're talking about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that if I carry something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, Dera Karmelis Chayiv, even though I went through a Makom Ptur Midaraisa, I'm still going to be Chayiv HaKarbon. Why? Because we ignore that spot. It's as if you went straight from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, because you didn't stop. You didn't stop, and therefore you went straight. How do we know that? How do we know that's true? So we try to bring a raya from a Mishnah, from the Mishnah later on, in this Masechta that talks about Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah, if I carry something, the Mishnah says, in my right hand, in my left hand, on my shoulder, all these are normal ways of carrying. What if I'm carrying it like a bag on my belt? So if I carry it in front of me, chayef. If I carry it behind me, chayef. If I had kavanah to carry it behind me and then it went in front of me, chayef. The opposite putter. But clearly, if I carry it behind me, it's going to be chayef. So the Gemara says, but one second, amazing shaklavataria, right? As you walk out, this first step that you, when you walk out, so that area is a karmelis. Why? Because I didn't explicate this yesterday, but there are areas of Rishus HaRabim that do not have easy usage. Right, what's called Lonicha Tashmishte. You have a Karen Zavis, you have a little corner of the Rishus HaRabim, or you have Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So those, because it's not normal usage of Rishus HaRabim, that has the status of a Karmelis. So here, when I go out of my house, there's like a little area created by my body in the house. So that's a Karmelis. But nobody says that you're not gonna be Chayiv. So therefore you see it's a Karmelis, so you can be Chayiv anyway, if it's behind you. So the Gemara says, no, you walked out backwards. If you walk out, maybe the Mishnah is talking about when the Mishnah says that if it's behind you, you're going to be chayiv, it's dafka, talking about a case where you walk out backwards. And you're right, in a chinami, maybe if you walk out frontwards, you'd be pater. Again, all you have to do, again, for this case is to say that maybe the Mishnah is talking about a different, an ukimta, and if there's no raya. We're looking for a raya. So there's no raya from this Mishnah because maybe you walked out backwards. So Gemara says, you walked out backwards, then that's shinui. That shinui shouldn't be chayiv at all. Because it's you're doing a malacha in an unusual way. And the Gemara answers, it's not so unusual, right? We find that workers, katfaya umnaya avdin kain, right? Workers walk out that way. So this was at the last minute of the last year. So, and therefore what? But I'm not a worker. I'm not a worker. So what does that have to do with me? So that relates to a sugya that comes up later on. If you look in the Bavli on Daf Sadi Beis, when do we say that if there's a population of people that does something and nobody else does that, is that called strange? Is that called a shinui? Or do we say that once a population does something, carrying things on your head. So in certain areas of the world, carrying things on your head is normal. You walk in. And in some places, you'll never see it. People putting things on their head without holding it, that's something to be done. That's what's done at a wedding to make people laugh. Right, but that's not normal carrying. So that's a question, and that's the Gemara, the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah on that Mishnah in the Bavli Daf Sadi Beis, the Gemara there and the Bavli talks about this issue about carrying things on your head, carrying things behind you, and the Gemara talks about Anshe Hutzal used to carry things on their head. Right, so the Gemara says Butla Daitam. They're that's not significant. Batla daitam, eitzel kol adam. Discussion of the Rishonim. Oh, what about the Banshe? Fine, for everybody else, it's batla daitam. What about for them? So as pashtus is that even for them, even if it's normal for them, it's still called objectively not normal. So when do you say that, and Tosfos there discusses, Kilayim Bekeren, about the thorns that are grown in order to feed your, the camels. But this is a Shaila. Well, when do you say, so here the Gemara says, well, workers do it, and therefore what? And therefore, it could be talking about workers or no. Or because it's normal for workers to do it and therefore it's normal for anybody if they would act like a worker, even if I'm not a worker. Right, so that's the, it's not called something, unusual. So that's an important discussion in terms of shinui, and that's this last line that's quoted. Okay, but the Gemara says that's not a source. That Mishnah is not a source to teach me that if you go from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, Derech Carmelis, you're gonna be Chayef. That's not a source. Cause maybe you walk backwards and the things in front of you, and there is no Carmelis in that case. So the Gemara says, okay, Vaida Amrada, which means maybe from here, Vaida, right, the carbon Eda here says, means, Vaida, Pirish, Mehechan Amrada Vazev, Vaida, from where? Mehefa Amrada, where is it? From the following, right? So, the Amar, Reb Acha, Rabbi Mesha, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, from this case, Hamoti Ochlav Nasar Alas Kopa, right? It says, Rabbi Yochanan says that if I take food and I put it on the threshold, I put it like in between, right, the Rishus Yachid, that's a Carmelis. The iskopa, the underneath the threshold of the door, that's a Carmelis. And it says if I put it down there and then I pick it back up and take it to the street, I'm going to be Pater. So what's clearly the emphasis? Only if you put it down are you going to be Pater. For iskopa lalav Carmelis, see, isn't that a Carmelis? And, but only if you put it down are you going to be Pater. But if you didn't put it down, you went straight through, so you're going to be Chayef. So that's the Raya. That's an Beferish Raya. This Kopa is a Carmelis. You're going from your house to the street. Smash, but clearly that is going to be, Daraisa. That's going to be Daraisa, and you're not going to be, that's not going to be Putter, right? Meaning, we don't say Mahalech Ka'omed, right? You keep going, and that's the bottom line of the Karban Eda. The time of Denach. Halo Nach Chayef. Shmamina Da Motzi Mir Shusa Yachal Shusa Rabim. Dera Carmelis Chayef. So it's going to be Chayef. So this was the answer. And then the Gemara adds on one line, Uba'ish l'Rab Yossi, d'lo Amra min Garme. Rab Yossi was like embarrassed. D'lo Amra min Garme, what does it sound like? That he didn't say it himself. Right, the Rab Chaim Kadievsky. V'chara l'Rab Yossi, d'lo Amar Raya zu me'atzmo. He didn't say this himself, he was upset. I should have said this Raya. Meaning what, where was Rab Yossi? So Rab Yossi was the earlier, right, we just had Rab Yossi. Rab Yossi was the one that knocked out the other Mishnah. Maybe he's walking backwards. Right? So he knocked out the other Mishnah. So, he didn't bring a Raya though. So he sounded like he was against. No, it's not, maybe no Raya. So now there's a Beferish, this statement. So now he's like upset at himself because he did that. Another pshat I saw in the back, the Yad Eliyahu says, no, maybe he was upset because who said this? It's possible to read this Gemara as, right, the last few lines on the previous Amud. Reb Chiya bar Abba said in front of Rabbi Mana, that's not Derech Hotzah if you walk backwards. And Rabbi Mana says, no, it is Derech Hotzah. Vaida, maybe this is a continuation of Rabbi Mana talking. And Rabbi Mana was the one that said this, and he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yossi, as we've had already in the Yerushalmi numerous times. Rabbi Mana is Talmud of Rabbi Yossi, therefore Rabbi Yossi is upset that Rabbi Mana said this. Either, how can my Talmud say this and I didn't say it, or how can my Talmud say this without giving me the credit? We give you credit. Because, and that's how, so the words, de lo amra min garmi, according to that pshat, means something else. Not that, why didn't he say it himself? Why didn't he say it min garmi from me? Why didn't he say it in my name? So that's what the Yad Eliyahu suggests, that that's what he was saying about. It's like, I taught him that. Why didn't he say it in my name? Which relates to the Mishnah at the end of Pirkei Avos, as we know. Ha'omer davar b'shem amro, mevi ge'ula la'olam. It wasn't that he was upset about the personal credit, obviously. Talking about the great Tanaim here in Amoraim. But he wanted to bring the ge'ula, mevi ge'ula la'olam. Why is that? We've mentioned this every couple of months. What's the message of mevi ge'ula la'olam? So there's a Maharal. The Maharal. Right? There's a Medrash. Right? The Medrash says, this is quoted also, this Maharal is quoted, Batsio Solomon in Matnas Chaim on Moadim, he quotes this, and that is, as we know, what's the source in Chazal? Esther. Esther told Achashverosh, B'Shem Mordechai, that's Mevi Geula La'olam. So the Maharal says, what does that mean, Mevi Geula? It means if somebody is an Omer Dover B'Shem Omer type of person, what does that mean? He doesn't take the credit for himself. He recognizes that there are greater powers here. If one has that attitude and lives by that attitude, then Hashem wants to bring Geula through you. Ha'omer Dover B'Shem Omro, maybe Geula through you, La'olam. Esther Hamalka did not take the credit. Esther Hamalka and Mordechai told her, somebody's going to bring the Geula. right? If you don't do it, Rebach Ratzala Yamur Yehudim Makom Acher. So, and she realizes that. So the Maharal in Aperki Avos, in the Derech Chaim, in his commentary, says, Imlo Haisa Esther Baalas Midazu Lvar B'misha Roi Litlosa V'isa Chatz V'Shalom Omeres L'Yisrael Ani Asiti B'rov Chachmasik De'lis Gadel Hispa'er Lo Haisa Esther Ru'i Yishetov Agul Al-Yada Shashem Yisbarach Rotze Lohodiyah HaChesed V'Tov Shu Yisbarach Osem Yisrael. Hashem wants people to recognize that it's from Him. And the Ober Dov Shem Amro is not just a way to talk, but it's a mida. It's a mida of recognizing that it didn't start with me. It didn't start with me. And that's the message that Hashem brings Geula through people who have that attitude. And then Rabbi Tzio Solomon quotes the Medrash of when the daughters of Yisro come back from the well, and Yisro says, why were you so fast today? And they said, Ish Mitzri hi Silonu Miyad Haroim, an Egyptian man helped us. And the Pashup Shat Rashi quotes is, they thought Moshe was Egyptian. He was dressed like an Egyptian. Ish Mitzri hi Silonu, he saved us Miyad Haroim. But the Medrash says, no. Ish Mitzri means, they asked Moshe, meanwhile, when Moshe came back, how'd you get here? Right? Thank you for saving my daughters. Moshe said, don't save me. Don't thank me. Thank the Mitzri who wanted to kill me in Mitzrayim. And therefore, because of him, I ran away, and that's why I'm here. Ish Mitzri, and the mashal given in the Medrash Tanchuma, is mashal la'el echad shenashchu ha'arod. Somebody got bitten by a certain type of dangerous, poisonous animal. By a rutzli teen ragla b'mayim, and he went quickly to the river to wash his feet in the water. Nazal lanar, he went in, and while he's washing his feet, he sees a baby drowning in the water, and he saves the baby. Shalach yad v'tzilo, amar lo hatinok, ilulei atak far hayita meis. Right, and they say, well, I was gonna die. Thank God for you. He says, don't thank me. Thank the snake. Thank the animal that bit me, and that's why I'm here. What is it? Thanking the snake? No, it just means that he recognizes, right? Kach amru benos Yisrael Moshe. Yasher kochacha. She saltanam yadaroim. Amru le Moshe. Oso mitzri. Sheharagti hu hitzil eschem. Lakach amru la'avian ish mitzri. Klomer mi garam lezesh yavo etzleinu. Ish mitzri sheharag. That's the Medrash in the Tanchuma and the Medrash Rabbah. That's Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. So Moshe Rabbeinu was also somebody who had that attitude of Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, and that's why Hashem is maybe Geula through them. And that's one shot here of Rabbi Yossi from the Yad Eliyahu. Quotes that Rabbi Yossi was upset that it wasn't said B'Shem Amro. Okay, we continue now. So now we're going to talk about a machlokes, which is related. It hasn't been mentioned here, but this issue of Rishus to Rishus Derech Karmelitz, which Rabbi Yochanan says, is chayiv. The Karmelitz is not a hefsik. That's really a machlokes tanoim. If you look in the Bavli on Daf Hey, machlokes the Rabbanon and Ben Azai, the Chachamim and Ben Azai, whether if somebody carries something, again, derech rishus harabim, one is chayiv or patur. The Rabbi Yochanan, of course, holds like the Chachamim that you're going to be chayiv, but Ben Azai says patur. Ben Azai says if it passes through a Karmelis, so then you're going to be patur. Why? As we'll see, one of two svaras. But let's hold off on the svara for now. But first, we have two versions. We have a machlokas amoraim about this machlokas tanaim. Again, the machlokas tanaim about Rabbi Yochanan's issue. If you carry something, derech karmelis. Rishus to rishus derech karmelis, chayev repater, machlokas tanaim. So we have Rav Huna amarav and Rav Yehuda amarav. So first, Rav Huna b'shem Rav, hakol modim bezorek shehu chayev. If you throw something from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochanan to Rishus Rabim, derech karmelis, right? If you're throwing it, then for sure chayev. Meaning everybody agrees there's no break. Everybody agrees that you don't say it's as if it rested in the karmelis if you threw it. For sure, you're chayev in that case. Divrei Akolu, she'ein avir karmelis k'mamasha. Right? The airspace of a karmelis is not mamashas. Or, to say it in other words, everybody agrees kluta lav k'mishahun chadamya. To borrow language from the Bavli. If it's in the area, it's not as if it's resting there. Just because it was thrown. So if it's thrown, Rav Huna says, everybody agrees if it's thrown, it didn't stop. Maplig, and the machlokas is a motzi. The machlokas is if you walked. Machlokas is if you walked. Do we view walking as if you stopped every step? That's the machlokas. Airspace, you didn't stop. The motzi. Ben Azai poter, v'chom machayvin. That's the machlokas. Ben Azai, oved hamahalek kemeniach. Ben Azai says, every step you take, you stopped. And therefore, if you have a karmelis in the middle, you're not chayv. For Rabbanan lo avdi malach kameniach. But the Rabbanan say, no, you don't say malach is kameniach. Every step is not as if you stopped. You went straight. And because you went straight, that's why you're going to be chayef. Rav Chisda, now this is the million-dollar question to ask Ben Azai. Some of you might be have been wondering about this. According to the Deis that say that every step you take is as if you stopped, Rav Chisda shal Rav Huna al daiti de Ben Azai ein adam ischayev b'toch dal ramos la'olam. We have something called Maver dal ramos b'rishus harabim. But one second. If you say every step you take is as if you stopped, you will never be able to violate that. Because, fine, hotza'ah is one step. In to out and out to in. But for Mavir, every step you take is... Right, is as if you stopped. Mikivan shahotziya nasa kamosha hinicha. I'll call amava amavi pater. Dishmi pater. That's the bomb kasha. On this, shita, if you say mahalach is ka'omed, you will never be chayiv for maver dal ramos birshas arabim. There is no answer given to this question here. There is no answer given to this question in the Bavli. The Rishonim, Tosfos, and the Rishonim in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Hey quote this question from our Yerushalmi, but they quote an answer from the Yerushalmi, which we don't have. Which we don't have. Kofet says, if you jump. You're right. Maver dal ramos, if you walk, you will never violate, because every step you take is gonna be a stop. But if you jump, then you only took one step. You take a running jump and you jump dal ramos in Rishus HaRabim, then you're gonna be chayef. Which is very unusual, because that's a very far jump. Right? Dalet Amos is between 6 and 8 feet. One jump, 6 to 8 feet. Wow. But that's the case. That's one, they quote that from the Yerushalmi. And it's pointed out that we don't have that in our Yerushalmi, that answer. But there's another answer the other Rishonim give. Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rashba all say another answer. You know what the answer is? Halacha Moshe Misinai. You're right. Misvara, whenever you walk, Malach is ka'omed. That's the svara. You know what Halacha Moshe Sinai says? There's an exception to the rule. You're chayev from Avir. I don't care that it doesn't make sense according to your svaras. Halacha Moshe Sinai, you're chayev from Avir Dal Ramos and Rishus Rabim. That's it. That's the exception to the rule. And this fits to, a number of points. Number one, you can never learn anything from Halacha Moshe Sinai. Because it's not part of the rules, right? We mentioned, I think, the 2 days ago, right? The idea of Chiddush. Chiddush is davar soser esaklau, and this is explicitly soser esaklau, right? The answer given by the Rishonim is that, yeah, tough luck, right? This is a different, yesod, right? This is Tosfos, Shabbos, Hey, Amid Beis, Dibre Malachal Bishlama. Umishani, I'll just read the line. Umishani, this is quoting from the Yerushalmi. Umishani, Mishkachas la Bakofetz, right? We don't have that in our Yerushalmi. Fashasti don lo chashav la pircha. Our Gemara, the Bali doesn't even ask the question. Right, the Yerushalmi asked the question and leaves it as an answer. The Bible doesn't even ask the question. Kedamar Bazorek, the Danab is just a rabbim, Hilchusa Gemirilla. Hachilo Makshele. It's not Chosh B'Sinai. Don't ask me conscious. What's the Svara? Doesn't fit? Doesn't matter. Chosh B'Sinai. It also fits to that Rambam that we mentioned. The Rambam in the Hakdama to Pirsha Mishnayas, where he talks about 5 categories of Torah Shebal Peh. And the first 2 categories are, number 1, Pirushim Hamukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. And number 2, whatever, the first 2. The first one is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The second one is Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Not called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but other Pirushim. Like the 2 examples it gives, Pri Eitz Hadar being an Esrog, and Ayin Tachas Ayin being money. Not literally. So those 2 are not called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So what's the difference between category 1 and category 2? So the Rambam says, Pirushim HaMekubalim, you could have come up with yourself. If I would have given you 100 years, you could, Pri Eitz Hadar is an Esrog, nothing wrong with that. Right, ayin tachas ayin, most legal systems assume that's money. Right, so you could have come up with that. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you could never have come up with in 1,000 years. Right, why would you think that 10 tfachim is the height of a wall? Right, minimum. Why would you think Kezayas Kebetza, all the shiurim? Why would you think that? So this fits into that, because this is saying Halacha Moshe B'Sinai exactly goes against. Of course you wouldn't have come up with it. It's against the rules that we have in other areas of Hilchos Shabbos. So there's a lot there. Another question I saw the Achronim ask, and then we'll have to continue. Again, it's so much here. The Halacha Lamoshe. So say for in the back, I saw, we know there's Gzeira Darabah, right? 3 times in Shas, Megillah, Shofar, and Lulav. We don't do those things on Shabbos because Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramos, Birushas Arabim. But 1 second. If the only time you could violate is if you jump, So maybe, are you allowed to jump like that on Shabbos? And if you can't jump like that on Shabbos, so you'll never have a case of Mavir Dal Rambam Shuz Rambam on Shabbos. So why did Rabbi make such a gzera? That's the kasha that's asked. Why did Rabbi say, you'll never have a daraisa? It reminds me a little bit, the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, in Hilchos Shabbos asks a kasha, and he says, we don't have, and in Europe, beginning of the 1900s, he said, we don't have Rishus Rambam daraisas, really. Right? We don't have them. So it shouldn't be Gzeir Daraba. He leaves it as a question. He doesn't answer the question. Right? We should blow shofar on Shabbos because there's no more Rishus Rambams. So the whole Gzeira doesn't apply. So it's similar to this kind of question. Again, that relates to the sugya of just because the reason doesn't apply anymore, can we get rid of the Gzeira? There are different types of categories. We've discussed that in the past, but we continue now. So this is all first day. Rav Huna Marav says about the machlokas ben Azai and the Chachamim. The machlokas is only about mahalech, but zorek, everybody would agree, it's not a hefsek. You're chayef. Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav say no. Hakom odin b'motzi shu pater. No, the opposite. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that mahalech is ka'omed, which is the more difficult shita, like we said. Umapligin bezorek. The machlokas is about throwing. Benazai poter v'chom machayven. Benazai ovid avir karmelus kimamasha. Benazai said if it flies through, it's as if it's sitting on the floor, and therefore it's pater. V'rabbanan lo avdim avir karmelus kimamasha. V'rabbanan say no, you don't make the air space like on the ground, so you're going to be chayef. Masisa Masai Ladein, Masisa Masai Ladein. We have a brisa that supports each shita. Masisa, we're just going to flip the girsa. Masisa Masai L'Rav Yehuda. We're going to go Rav Yehuda, meaning the second day, Haya Omeid. What did Rav Yehuda say? Everybody agrees, Mahalach is Ka'omeid. The Machlokas is by Zorik. So you'll see, in this brisa, this is going to be a shita of the Chachamim. That's going to be make a chilik. If you throw something from the street to the private, there are karmelis chayif. So what do you see? We see from that shita, right, that if it's thrown, chayif. V'im hotzi pater, but if you walked pater, that's the shita of the Rabbanan, according to Rav Yehuda, right, then he makes a chilik. Masisa Messiah l'Rav Huna, and this brisa follows Rav Huna, meaning the first opinion. What's the first opinion? According to the first opinion, Rav Huna Marav, that according to the Rabbanan, you're always chayef. You're chayef for the Zorik and you're chayef for the Mahalich. And that's what this brisa says. Hamosi ochlem anasan aleskopa. If you put the food on the threshold in between, bein shechadav otzi and bein shehotzi an acher, patur, shlo asa malach masachas. Right? You put it down. So that's why there's a break. You didn't do it all at once. Hayim asa malach masachas. If you did it all at once, chayef, then you'll be chayef. Right? Meaning, even if you carry it straight through, you'll be chayef. So again, that's like the shita of Rav Huna Amarav, that according to the Rabbanan, you don't say Malika Omed, you don't say Kluta Kibisha Huncha, period. Benazai Amar Filu Asa Malat Basach as Pater, and Benazai, of course, says Pater, he says there's a Chilik. Fine. Says the Gemara, I'll ask you a Kasha from yesterday. Yesterday we mentioned, remember the last year, we mentioned the Mishnah in Krisus Daf Yud Gimel, the case of the five Aveiras at once. So we're going to quote that Shakla Vitaria again. So the Kasha on Rav Yehuda, right? Because what did Rav Yehuda say? That's the second version. Rav Yehuda says, everybody agrees, Mahalach Ka'omed. Everybody agrees if you're walking, it's as if you stopped. So that's a problem with this Mishnah. Because about Tanina, remember the Mishnah? What did Tanakama say? Tanakama said you can be chayev four Averis. Rav Meir Amar, Maitre Shabbos Votziyu. Rav Meir says, fine. I'll give you another one. Right? The Hotzah, if you carry it. Va'amrulo, and the Amrulo, they said back to Rebbe Meir, Eino Hashem, not true. Not true that this Aveira is not going to be simultaneous. Because the Hotzah, you're going to require to stop. You're going to require a Hanacha. So it's going to be later than the other Aveiras. So all that did Rav Huna Doloka Ben Azai. I understand Rav Huna Marav, the first version of our Gemara, because this is like the Sheet of the Chachamim. They hold Mahalik as Lav Ka'omed. And therefore it's not a Hanacha until you stop. But all that did Rav Yehuda Doloka Ben Azai, Doloka Rabbanan. Right, but according to Rav Yehuda, the second version, everybody agrees Mahalach is Ka'omed. So right when you walk out, it's as if it's a stop. So why do they say is Mishamam, you need a Hanacha? So it's like nobody. Gemara answers, no, remember what we said in yesterday's daf? Amrav Chinina, Manu Amrulo, Chachamim Shein B'Shitas Ben Azai. The Amrulo is the Shita that, of the Chachamim, who might hold like Ben Azai. What does this mean? So again, one of the way of understanding is that elsewhere we find that the Rabbanan hold like Ben Azai, meaning Mahalach Ka'omed. And therefore, so what do you do? You have to add in all this to the Rishonim. So what do you do with, don't you have a problem here? The answer is, they must be arguing about something else. Remember yesterday's maskana? On the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, what do we say? They're arguing about whether Hanach is in your mouth or Hanach is in your stomach. So that's what they're arguing about. So there's no right. This Amrulo could be like Ben Azai, elsewhere. And here they're arguing about something else, about Hanach. Good. Period. Reb Yochanan boy. Reb Yochanan asked the following question. Here, boy, is a question. What if you're in Rishas Arabim, right, and you're playing a game with yourself? You throw something up in the air, not straight up. You throw it across, and then you run and catch it yourself. Are you chayef? Are you chayef in that case? If you threw something dalet amos, but you did the akira and you did the hanacha, meaning it went back into the same hand that that threw it. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's kasha. So the Gemara says, "Vlav masnisi," isn't it explicitly a Mishnah? The Mishnah says later on, "Kol ta acher," if you throw something and somebody else catches it, "Kol ta kelef," or if a dog catches it, "Osha nisrafa punter." If somebody else, you know, you did the akira, you threw it. If somebody else grabs it, then they're doing the hanacha, or the dog is doing the hanacha, or the fire, there is no hanacha punter. So you see from there, punter. Rav Shmuel b'shem Zeira b'chotev kain. Right, Rav Zeira says, this is, when do you say that your that case is putter, where the catcher, so to speak, grabbed it? Ha'im kalat chayef. But let's say the catcher, you throw it, and some guy is just standing there with his hand out. He doesn't do anything, he just stands there. And it plops into his hand. So then you did everything. You did the akira, you did the anacha. So then chayef. Ma bein nacha la'aretz l'nacha l'toch yado. There's no difference between if it fell on the ground or it fell into somebody's hand, who's just standing there, who's doing what's called in Chazal, maisa amud. He's just like a pillar. He's just standing there. And the Gemara, one more line to get to the Raya. Taman lama hu chayev. So in that case, where I throw something and somebody else catches it and he's just standing there, he didn't grab it out of the air. He's just standing there. Why is he chayev? Because we look at it as if the thrower did everything. He did the entire malacha, and as what the mafarshim here say, niskaima machshavaso, right? What he wanted to do was exactly what was done. So it must be maybe in Rabbi Yochanan's case too. If you threw it and you caught it yourself, you did exactly what you wanted to do. So you're going to be chayiv. And therefore the Gemara is saying, so what was his suffix? Isn't it obvious that he's chayiv? Right? Just like in the case where you threw it and somebody else caught it, just standing as a maisa amid chayiv. So obviously here, if you catch it, you did everything. Answer, no. That's not exactly the same. Tamanu zarek v'acher v'kibel. If somebody else catches it, then you could say that this is an akira and this is a hanacha. I understand you'd be chayiv in that case. Even, he did everything, but his friend is still standing there. Baram hacha hu zarek v'kibel. But here, you threw it, and the same hand that threw it catches it. So maybe you'd say, that's Rabbi Yochanan Safek, maybe there you'd say pater. Because it's like going back to the same place where it started. Is that called a hanacha? Don't you need Akira Nacha in the same spot? Don't you need Akira Nacha in different spots? But here's the same hand. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Aval hacha mimakom shene'ekar l'sham chazar v'nach. So maybe this isn't like throwing it to your friend's hand. Right? Throwing it to your own hand. Kai gavna mimachayev alei. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan had the suffix. So Gemara says, it's still obvious. And why did he ask the question? Why? V'tei pshita leishehu, switch the girsa, chayev. Right? No, this is the change of the gears of the carbon aida. No, it's still obvious they should be chayiv in that case. Why? Iluzarak biyamin v'hotzi v'kalat bismol. Shema eino chayiv? What if it's different hands? If I throw it with my right hand and I run dalet amos and I catch it with my left hand, isn't that obvious that you're chayiv? Parenthetically, that's not so pashut. The Rishonim in Shabbos in the first parak quote, maybe not. But that's why there's a question about this girsa here. So, but we're going to go with this reading. Isn't it obvious that you're chayev? If you throw it from your right with your right hand, catch it with the left hand, aren't you chayev? How do you know you're for sure chayev in that case? Min hadein piv, from the case of the mouth. What's the case of the mouth? The case we had earlier. Remember the case? You're standing at your doorway. There's food outside your house. You put it into your mouth. That's the hachnasa. So your mouth is like the akira, and as it goes into your body, you swallow it, that's the hanacha, you're chayiv in that case. So you see the mouth case, mouth to stomach, we'll call it, that's chayiv. So isn't that the same thing as right hand to left hand, the Gemara assumes? Upiv lav ka'acherhu, isn't your mouth like a different body compared to the stomach? V'kosmolo ka'acherhu, so your left hand should be something different. Meaning, Question mark. What did we just say? There's three cases here. It's obvious, the Gemara said before, mouth to stomach is called an Akira Nahanacha. So therefore, right hand to left hand must be called an Akira Nahanacha. Therefore, same hand to same hand should be called an Akira Nahanacha. So we're back to the question of, isn't it obvious? Not so obvious to us, but is the Gemara says, why did Rabbi Yochanan even ask the question? About if you catch it with your hand moving away, isn't it obvious that you're chayiv? Just like in the mouth to stomach case, just like in the right hand to left hand case. Isn't it the same? So says the Gemara, no. It's not so obvious. Amar Reb Yudin, pshit leilu Reb Yochanan, shezorak b'yamin v'kol b'tzvo shu chayiv. Fine. Right hand to left hand, you might be chayiv. Umatzrich le b'zorak b'yamin v'kol b'yamin. The same hand is his question. Right? Maybe it went back to the same hand and you ran, so maybe that's where. And then the Gemara says, and I'm not even sure about the first case. Rabbanan tekeser v'shamay b'shem Rabbi Acha, afilu zorak b'yamin v'kol b'smol tzricha lechayiv. Even right hand to left hand, he's mesupik about. That's also part of his question. What do you mean, right hand to left hand? In Tamar Piv, didn't we just say the mouth stomach case is chayiv, so surely right hand to left hand? The Gemara says, no. No. Upiv kivan sha'achla ka'acherhi. When it's mouth to stomach, it changed along the way. It's not the same, you know, place. Mouth to stomach, that's called an akira nahanacha. Bramhacha yado ka'acherhu. But right hand to left hand? That's not as extreme as two different independent areas. So therefore, maybe that also is a suffix. So Rabbi Yochanan suffix, the Gemara says here, he has a question. The Gemara earlier said, oh, it's so obvious. No, no, no. He has a question for sure about the same hand and maybe even about a different hand. And therefore, it's all part of Rabbi Yochanan's question. Says the Gemara, two more lines. Rabbi Mana boy, Rabbi Mana says, really? If he has a question about right hand to left hand, so let me ask you what's called a klutz kasha. It means obviously this is wrong, but we ask the question. Me'ata hoti kagrogas b'shei yadav yei pater b'shem shayim shasu malacha achas. If you're suggesting that right hand to left hand might be chayiv, so then what? If you carry something out with two hands, you're going to be pater because it's like two people doing the malacha, right? Two people doing a malacha that can be done by one, you're pater. So if your right hand and your left are like two different people, so come on. So the Gemara says, no. Come on, can't go that far. Amalei Reb Chiya Bar Ada, Vada Hu, is this what it means, Ba'asosa, when he does it, V'lo Kein Tani Yachet Shasah Chayiv Shlayim Shlosha Shasu Peturin? No, there's a special din that excludes different people from combining, but different hands from combining for sure. That's not two people. He's not going to go that far, period. Just a collector's item shita, as it said. We paskin, two people that do a malacha that one person can do, it's potter. That's a pashup shot. There is a Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma at the end of Bahar says that two people that do a malacha together, they're pater from Onshin, but it's still Asur Daraisa. That's his, like Chatzishir. See, pashup shot, we assume two people do it, like our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in this Masechta, right? One person does Akira, one person does Hanacha. You know, that's it's Asur Darabanan. The Meshech Chachma seems to say that if two people combine to do a malacha, it could be different between Akira and Hanacha. It could be, you know, other cases of just a heavy load, but that's the Meshech Chachma at the end of Parshas Bahar. Okay, we'll stop here. By Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and we will continue.